Rangers taking on the A's on Friday, and except for the lack of an open bar, I don't know why there aren't more weddings like this. It seems like the way to go. Let's pick it up, bottom one, 2-1, one man away for Nomar Mazara.
There was full intent there by the Cubs to keep his service time down.
Hard bouncer, third base, and that one into left field, base hit. 1-1 is in. Here comes Andrews. He'll score. And Mazara brings home two.
I did not.
What?
No, that was.
I did that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Little pop up into center and a diving catch by Delino DeShields. That's right, Martin Perez. He'll take that one all day long. What a great defensive play by the Rangers' speedy center fielder. This ball hit out to that bullpen. Carrying well, and it is gone! Two! Going the other way into left field, a two-run bomb. And the Rangers lead it 4-0.
Respectable on base, he could find himself a steady player in the series.
High fly ball out to right field, long run for Chu, and it is gone. And Nunez goes the other way. A three-run homer. And it makes it a 5-3 game, and that is his first major league home run. A walk, a single, and a walk, all coming with two out. Flying on a miss, got him on a slider, and leaves the bases loaded, so Diekman got into trouble, but got himself out of it. Semien, a bouncing ball shortstop. Andrews goes the short way to second, and this one is over. Alex Claudio comes in to finish off the win. The Rangers put an end to a season-long seven-game losing streak.
Rangers pick up the 5-3 win. Jed Lowry drilled his 48th double of the season in the losing cause, setting a new single-season record since the franchise relocated to Oakland, surpassing Jason Giambi's 47 doubles from back in 2001.
Willie Calhoun slugged three hits as the Rangers beat the A's on Friday night. Here's Calhoun on his performance.
Just being able to see pitching and see the quality of pitchers that they're throwing out there every day is something that I'm learning and something that I'm getting better with every day.
What has the big league experience been like for you so far?
It's been really good. Just being around all the guys and just...
Hopefully the first of many for you. There you go. It's not a bad thing, is it?
No, it's not a bad thing at all.
What have the last few weeks been like for you, just being up here with the big club?
I've learned a lot from them. And just being able to learn from them every day is something that that I look forward to when I got called up. Even though I knew I wasn't going to play as much, I was excited to be able to learn from them because I didn't go to spring training with them. So I felt like this is kind of my spring training for the team.
What do you want to get out of these last couple of games?
Just being around all the guys and just being able to learn from them and see how they go about their days. And that's something that I've been paying close attention to ever since I got called up.
Here's Martin Perez on how he's ending the season strong.
I think last 2 months I finished strong, and you know, now just, you know, your time with the family and, you know, trying to get ready for spring training again.
What do you take from this season?
A lot of things. You know, I think when I'm always on the attack, I put the ball where I want it. So that's the only thing that I'm gonna take from my last 2 months. And you know, like I say, just trying to stay relaxed for a couple of days and you know, be ready for next year.
Seems like you're really happy with where you are mechanically, whereas in the past you've maybe been tinkering a lot. It seems like you found something that you can carry.
I find my rhythm and you know, and I feel something right now that I never feel before. And you know, I'm just gonna, you know, to work a lot on my mechanic to don't lose the feeling that I have. But I was fun in last 2 months, and you know, give you a lot of wins to my team to, you know, get close, and we don't make the playoffs, but you know, we just need to finish strong.
Here's Ranger skipper Jeff Banister on how youngster Willie Calhoun's making a good first impression.
Look, he's having professional at bats. We've seen the use of the hands and the barrel. I got to believe that in major league setting here for him, high confidence, swinging the bat well, making solid contact. Look, things that we heard about Willie and Took him a little while to kind of get it going, but it seems to be in a nice groove. And everything that he's doing now has got to give him great confidence to finish out the year and be able to go into off season feeling good about himself and ready to come to spring training to compete for a job.
What have you thought of Chu's season?
Look, I think Chu's had an outstanding season. You look at the power numbers, you look at the walks, the on base. He's played defense very well. He's been a solid player for us in that two hole, occasionally in that leadoff spot, and really getting on base for us, being able to score runs. It's been a really nice year for Chu.
I know we've talked about this a little bit, but Elvis got his milestones tonight. What do you think that does as far as the punctuation on his season?
Well, I think if you're in the dugout and saw his reaction when he scored the run, and one of the things we told him, look, he ran his good scoring there he did in the beginning of the year to score. So, look, anytime players reach those type spots and pinnacles within their career in a year, they're tremendous for them individually. A big, huge plus for him, something that he had been wanting to get. Obviously, there's another one out there for him, and so he's going to continue to play. Look, this is a guy that's had a great season for us. Really been as good a player as we've had in our lineup all year long, been a great leader on the field, and tremendous job by him. And all I'd have to say is I believe when you guys ask him the question, you'll see the smile on his face and understand what it means to him.
Andrew Cashner takes the mound Saturday for the Rangers as this series continues.